In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joining us, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. He was at the game yesterday. He was all bundled up, looked a little cold afterwards, giving a very rousing description of the game. Let's welcome 13 Wham of Buffalo Plus, Hot Takes, Filthy Mouth, Dan Fates. Hey, Fates, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you guys? Also, when Jackson Hawes scored that touchdown, Duffy, you were the first person I thought of.
Thank you, Dan. Always nice to be thought
That's
of.
That's sad.
But I want to talk about this, because that Jackson Hawes play, the fourth down touchdown to Khalil Shakir, the third and 15 with Josh having to ice the game, the Josh running for his life to score that touchdown. There were six or seven times where I'm watching the game going, no, oh my God! Like, I have never had so many no, oh my God moments in a football game as I had yesterday, Dan.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Like, this team has a lot of flaws, and sometimes their flaws are too much to overcome. And then there are games like this when you have Josh Allen, and that's all that really matters. I was talking about it with my wife yesterday, because after I got home from the game, and to see that emotion from Josh, and one thing I think I've said it on here, is that like Josh isn't really active on social media. He doesn't post a bunch or anything like that, but he knows everything that goes on. And he knows what the national people are saying. He knows what the local people are saying. And to see that emotion, it's like you guys are all dogging on this offense and that I can't throw to anybody because nobody's open. But I'll just do it myself. I'll just do all of it. And to see that emotion is kind of like, yeah, guys, remember, I'm still the reigning MVP, and I can still do this, and I can still take over games and be that guy, was really cool to see. And it, again, Duffy, I know you'll talk about the playoff picture, but it's wide open. And when you get games like that, when Josh goes and does those kind of things, who knows what could happen.
So Josh turns into every mom around the holidays. You know what? I'll do it myself. Yeah. I can do and do for you, but no, when I ask you for anything, I'll just pick it up and get it.
He
and
also,
get it
I did really I see point. I also saw he kind of subtly called out the fans again. Like, it was good to see everybody stay
but they did.
Through the fourth quarter.
They did.
Again, but just like your
to
mom.
To your point, like, about him paying attention to everything, yeah.
Kim, that's exactly it. Like, even in the Baltimore game is what he's referencing to about how they were down 16 points. And even in the middle of the game, he's looking around and is seeing people leaving. And you don't think that after Mike Gesicki scored that touchdown and the Bills are down 10 with 8 minutes to go, you don't think he's looking around and going, are you guys going to leave again? Because watch this. Like, I know they're like, you got to be focused in on the game and all these things. Josh is still aware so much of everything that's going on around him, and I love that little, I don't know, petty shot probably isn't the right word, but the joking with the fans of, I'm glad you guys stayed. You know, it was a win-win for everybody.
So what might have been the funniest moment of yesterday's game, and Dan, I don't know if you saw this angle, and we talked about it earlier in the show, on the 40-yard touchdown run from Josh Allen, everybody on that field that has played with Josh Allen before understands what to expect. So he starts taking off. You see Gabe Davis and you see Khalil Shakir start to block as soon as they see him going. There is an angle where the play is following Josh from behind. And Josh is hauling. He is 20 yards downfield from the line of scrimmage. And in that moment, you see Brandon Cooks turn around and put his hand up. He's 15 yards for Brandon Cooks. And Brandon Cooks has only been here for a week and a half. And he's like, throw me the ball. Oh, crap! And now he's got to start blocking.
Yeah, they asked Christian Benford about you know, hey, this isn't your first time seeing Josh do Josh things and take games over. But, like, does it ever get old? And he's like, no, it's lit. And he goes, he does stuff that you do on Madden. He goes, that was, like, that kind of play. You know, like, the game was – a lot of people tweeted, and I think a lot of people thought after that Gesicki touchdown with 8 minutes to go, like, that's too much for this – that's game. And Josh in, what, 20, you know, 2 minutes is like, no, just kidding, game's back on. Like, this is absolutely what he does and to take that game over. And, again, you got to see a little bit of those flashes like it was in Tampa Bay where he's kind of unlocked – a little bit, you know, again, the passing game still has its flaws. It still didn't feel like a lot of things were on timing and were scripted, but he was Josh yesterday, and it was awesome to see.
Well, I mean, look, the perfect way to put it into perspective, Tommy,
yeah,
the Bills scored, what, 18 points, maybe less than that, in the first 53 minutes of that game. Mm-hmm. They scored 21 points in the next four minutes and 30 seconds. 21 points in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. I mean, insane. Don't get me wrong. Christian Benford's play that may have saved the season has a big part in that, but the offense scores two touchdowns there, Dan, including that Jackson Hawes catch on fourth down.
Yeah, even the third quarter when it started to feel like they got it going, like obviously the James Cook fumble was horrible, but Josh talked last week about, all right, when we get out of halftime, when they were trailing to Pittsburgh, it was going to be, all right, we need to score, stop, score. And then he realized that the Steelers had the ball first, but they still went score, stop, score. And I was like, this is it. The Bengals only ran five offensive plays in the third quarter. The Bills had two long drives. They started to feel like they were leaning on a Bengals defense, which has been historically pathetic. And so to have that moment, and W, I think we've talked about it here, is that the problem with this offense is that they're so good when they're ahead. And I'm sitting there going, I don't know if they have the horses to come back in this game and score 14 points in the last 8 minutes. Well, the offense helped, or Christian Benford helped by scoring points, but that was impressive to see that when the Bills are behind, to be able to still come back and rally and win that game, I thought was a big step forward for this team.
Dan Fates, 13 WAN Buffalo Plus, hanging out with us on this amazing Victory Monday. All right, so I want to talk about Joe Burrow for a sec because Tommy has a love-hate relationship with Joe Burrow. He loved Joe Burrow until he saw him in that quarterbacks documentary.
Yeah.
Now you hate Joe Burrow. You hate Joe Burrow. You call him a soft boy.
Well, he is a soft boy. He's too pretty.
He's too pretty.
He does not look like an athlete. He doesn't look like a tough guy. He doesn't look gritty. He doesn't look banged up.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't look like
doesn't he look he's the most banged up quarterback in the NFL. He's won the comeback player of the year twice.
I know, but he don't look it.
Okay. All right. Dan,
what are your thoughts on him having turf toe?
Yeah, but he got that getting a pedicure.
Dan.
I think they should rebrand turf toe. It's a very soft sounding injury.
Yes, no, it's true. It's true. Because it's a dislocated toe, is what it is, right, Dan?
Yeah, it's very painful.
Yeah.
But turf toe.
All right, well, right.
That's how Tommy would say it.
how would Tommy say it, Dan? How would he say it?
Oh, he's got turf toe.
I mean, Dan, the performance that Joe Burrow puts on yesterday is amazing, right? Like, he could not miss all game long. He throws double the amount of touchdown passes in that game than he had against the Bills his entire career up to that point. I had argued this morning, Joe Burrow played the best game in NFL history for a quarterback who is solely responsible for costing his team a football game. Because that's what that was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point, because I'm like, wait a second, Josh has played better, and then I see what you're saying. He cost his team the game. Yeah, that was – and it's funny, because there are so many times when I've asked or begged for Joe Brady to give Josh Allen what I call, like, freebies. Like, you see Aaron Rodgers, you see Matt LaFleur, you see Sean McVay, like, when the ball is snapped, they know the play design is so good, they have the look that they want defensively, that they just know where the ball is supposed to go. And before that ball is snapped – Joe Burrow's thinking, I'm throwing the ball to Ja'Marr Chase. He's running a quick little out route. My mind is made up. Whereas you see Josh look at plays and go, no, 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 crap. All right, I got to do something. Joe, so many times in rhythm, in timing, that Bengals offense, T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, like it's just like, okay, I know that because of the design of this play, this guy is going to be open. And he thought Ja'Marr Chase was going to be open. And what a play by Christian Benford. He talked after the game that it actually wasn't the right technique. You're not supposed to leave your feet, which Josh Allen has exposed cornerbacks to that. Like, if that was a play that Josh would have pump-faked and then ran around Benford and gone. But that's not Burrow. Burrow pulls the trigger, and Benford jumps up and takes it away. And it's a massive play. And Christian Benford is not only the Bills' best edge rusher as of late. He's getting the most pressure in sacks. He's also got more touchdowns than Bills wide receivers these last 2 weeks. He has been incredible.
That's not a great stat. That's fun and not fun at the same time. That's not
Neither of those stats are fun.
Thank you for that, though. I appreciate that, Dan Fates.
Yeah, you're welcome.
13-way I'm hanging out. All right. As we talk about folks trying to get back in good graces with the offense, right? Like Dawson Knox has what might be the best game of his final season in Buffalo, which it's shaping up to be here. Let's talk about Keon Coleman. Because Keon Coleman has stressed the last 2 weeks. Well, here's the thing, Dan.
He's come up big in a couple of situations.
I mean,
used all the time. But
has he?
But he had a clutch catch yesterday to keep that drive going when you needed it. He did. You can't argue that case, Dan.
Yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead. Be a dick.
Dan's done with Keon.
That's not it. I'm just saying, we're talking about it after the game. Like, it's like the bar now is so low for Keon when he makes a catch. We're like, yay, go Keon. Way to go, you made the catch. Like, that's the bar that we're at right now with Keon, that when he does anything, we're like, oh, what a play by Keon. Like, yeah, I expect most players to make, any NFL wide receiver to make those plays.
Okay, now it's sour grapes. Now you sound like sour grapes. No, but here's the argument I'm going to make back at you, Dan. If you look at the actual wide receivers in that game yesterday, Gabe Davis, Khalil Shakir, Tyrell Shavers, Keon Coleman, right? Like, look, Khalil has that great touchdown catch, but that's more Josh firing a ball as hard as he can into a circle. I can't believe that worked. You could argue, had the most valuable catches of the game of the wide receiver. Keon, outside of maybe Shavers' 16-yard grab there.
How many did
he have? Two catches, 8 yards each. Exactly two catches for 8 yards each.
You did 16 yards?
How many did you have?
Yeah, Tommy, that's how low the bar is. We're like, Keon had a big game. Two catches, 16 yards. That's a great second-round pick as he's developing.
In a game where they weren't slinging it around.
That's pretty low.
Well, he did. They were slinging it. They threw the ball 28 times.
I stand corrected.
But here's the thing. For as far as wide receivers go, not to get too deep in the numbers here, Gabe Davis is your leading wide receiver. Two catches for 21 yards. Keon Coleman is five yards off of the
lead
receiver.
But he's also proven himself.
Who, Gabe Davis?
Yeah.
You want to argue that one, Dan?
No.
The angel Gabriel Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, there are games like this when, it was earlier in the season, when Kincaid had a big game, one of his 100-yard games, and I was sitting there going, can you build a passing offense out of throwing the ball to your running backs and tight ends, and that's it? And at times, it's worked. You know, Dawson Knox was incredible. The Bengals, I don't know if it's an organizational thing this year or not, they refuse to cover tight ends. It's just like against their rules in the building because they are historically bad against their tight ends. And you're like, oh, this is a game you really need Dalton Kincaid back to do this thing. And I was kind of thinking, Tommy may be able to line up at tight end and get open in some of this, against the Bengals.
No, his end is not tight enough. He's real loose in the ass over here.
Oh, mercy. I walked into that one.
Including Tommy's ass. That's how loose in the ass he is.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What were we talking about last week?
Tight ass.
My ass. My loose ass.
It's just sagging. Like when he stands
loose,
up, he's got such saggy old man ass. Like you think it's his pants hanging
Stop
down.
Stop staring at it.
None of this gets caught. None of this gets dropped.
No, saggy old man ass. Look, that's a fact of life, dude.
You work with some saggies over there.
Bro, Tommy's seen Catalana in bicycle shorts.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me spin you out of this, Dan. Let's talk about something Kimmy and I were discussing off mic this morning. So a couple of years ago, the NFL gets very serious about their concussion protocol in-game.
Yes.
They hire independent
observers. They're not messing around anymore, right? Like any questionable situation, that guy's out.
Okay, so the one that stands out yesterday is T. Higgins. He missed last week's game with a concussion, a Bengals wide receiver. He hits his head in the first quarter. He keeps himself down on the ground.
Yeah, he's pointing
his
head.
So I'm thinking about it.
They test him. He comes back out and plays again. In the second half, he's late coming out of the dressing room because they're testing him again. He gets to go back out. There's another play where he gets his head hit on the turf. He stays down and comes out. He was never removed by the independent spotter. Dan, then 2 weeks ago, Deion Dawkins is tested for a concussion in the first quarter against the Houston Texans. He is allowed to come back in the game. He then misses the next week with a concussion. Is it just me, or does it feel like the NFL or the independent spotters or whoever have been more lax this season about the concussion rules than in seasons past?
Yeah, it definitely feels like it, and especially because there have been times when Josh has had normal plays where, you know, it's maybe he runs over a linebacker and they've pulled him out of games. Or Khalil Shakir's been taken out of games, too, by the independent spotter. And you're like, well, he just missed two plays and he's fine. Where there were ones where you were like, I don't think that was a real violent hit. And then you see T. Higgins hit the ground grabbing his helmet where you're like, yeah, this guy just had a concussion 2 weeks ago. This is bad. And then he's back in the game in no time. Like, it's been weird. The Dawkins thing was especially weird because he was cleared to come back in. And I remember Mike talking. He was texting Jenna and I after the Houston game. And he's like, Deion didn't seem right after, like, in the locker room. Like, his eyes were kind of glossy, and he was kind of, like, a little spaced out. And then, of course, he's in concussion protocol, you know, the next time that the Bills have availability on Monday. So, yeah, like, they just can't seem to get out of their way when they're talking about player safety and, oh, this is all independent. And you had, you know, Brian Daboll this year running into the blue tent to pull out Jackson Dart when he's been checked like 100 times for concussions. So you're trying to figure that out. So, yeah, no, I agree with you. It definitely seems like it's slipping this year. Like they can't really figure it out. Some days they're really strict and other days they're like, who cares?
You know, it is funny, too, because, like, you look at T. Higgins in the game yesterday, Tommy. Yeah. He was by far the biggest offensive star for both teams. He has 6 catches, 92 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Right. Hell of a game. But that was on 11 targets. And, Dan, you saw, you know, with your own eyes in that stadium, there were a couple of balls that he dropped where it made zero sense. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, there is something wrong with this guy right
now.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know.
A little touch of something.
Look, man.
Did you watch, Duffy, did you stay up to watch the Sunday night game?
I did. I made it to, like, the end of the first quarter.
Oh, like, I was watching the second half. There were, like, car accidents all over the field. Like, guys were just laid out.
Get the cars off the goddamn field, man.
Woody Marks, like, didn't know where he was. It looks like he got hit 3 different times, and his teammates are just scraping him up. And he's got this look around, and they keep putting him back in. And Rashid Rice, the Bengals, or the Chiefs had, like, 7 drops yesterday. And on fourth down, Mahomes throws a perfect pass right into his hands and he drops it. I'm like, yeah, he doesn't know where he is. Like I do think there's something to that where you're talking about
that,
him,
Kansas City.
You're just not sharp enough.
Dan Fates of 13-Way at Buffalo Plus join us. All right, so we talk about the brilliant Bills game yesterday. We talk about concussion protocol, which is standard here.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the playoff picture, because as of now, with the Chargers waiting to play the Eagles tonight, an Eagles team that has lost 2 straight and cannot afford to lose 3, which makes me feel good as a Bills fan, the Bills sit at the number 1 wild card spot.
Yeah.
They are 2 games back of the Patriots, who we see this week in Foxborough. 2 weeks ago, I said that the division is not off the table, and you said, the Patriots have the Bills, the Ravens, the Dolphins, the Jets, then the Dolphins to finish the season. And Dan, I am about to lay out a scenario in which we win the AFC East. Are you ready?
Me outright.
I'm ready.
Straight up outright. Pure uncut AFC East title. The Bills going to Foxborough and get this win. And I have never been more confident in my life that the Bills are going to win a game than this weekend in Foxborough.
No, I'm pretty confident with you. I'm with you there.
Okay. You're then going to see the Patriots then see a desperate Ravens team that need to win the division to make the playoffs the week after, with Lamar getting a little more time to come back from whatever the hell is ailing him. That is no guaranteed win. And I will make this statement, Dan, and you know this as well as anybody else. A young team like the Patriots, who have been playing poor competition, if you lose 2 games and then you have crap teams that are division games with nothing to lose, you can drop one of those 2 games easy on a spiral. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. Shut
up, Dan!
But
you're kind of basing this on the Bills winning.
Oh, the Bills are winning out. No question.
They have to run the table.
The Bills are running the table.
Okay.
They are running that table.
Yeah, I actually liked them. It was funny. Before this game on Sunday, I was actually more confident that the Bills were going to win in New England more than they were winning at home against the Bengals. I just thought it was a weird matchup. The only thing is that Vrabel's a difference. Like, I know you're talking about a young team and all these stuff. Like, Vrabel's a veteran coach that I don't think they slip up against 2 really bad division teams. But the Dolphins are playing decent football. I mean, they're 6-7, and so are the Chiefs or the Ravens. Like, it's a weird time right now. You're going to need to lean on the Chiefs or the Dolphins or the Jets to steal one to give you a chance.
But here, Dan,
not crazy.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, buddy. The Patriots have not lost a bad game in 9 weeks. I don't care how good you are. You are going to lose a bad game. Like, this is starting to have the feeling of Miami 2 years ago. I'm telling you, man, I feel good in the conchals of my heart, and my heart has yet to steer me wrong, Dan.
Would you, Duffy, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Would you take right now, if you could pause the playoff picture and play, like, have the playoffs, forget this, say this Monday night game doesn't get played.
Sure.
So the Chargers can't gain a spot. Would you just say, pause, I'll start the playoffs right now, where you're the 5, and you would then get to go and play Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh.
Mm, but I have no...
Yeah, I mean, it is not a bad matchup there.
Okay, it's not, but then you also... Then you would have to go to Jacksonville if everything ends up flush. You would pay the... If everything ends up flush, you would play either the Patriots or the Broncos most likely on the road in the AFC Championship game.
Yep. Yep.
Dan,
if it was chalk all the way through.
I mean, I'm not scared of that scenario, but I believe
right.
so much... That the Bills can win the AFC East right now? No. I want to play it out. Let's go.
Wow. Okay. Because, like, this is a dream. I think most, like, I see your path. I think it's plausible, all those things. But I would say, like, realistically, you would want to pause this playoff picture and go. Like, this is the Steelers. Like, you wouldn't want to really face. I know the Bengals would need a lot of help. You never know what Lamar could do with that offense. I was like, if you could be the top wild card team and play Pittsburgh, like, I don't think you want to go to Houston. If some other games get messed around, going to Jacksonville, that dump of a city, like, I'm not scared about that. But I don't know. I think that, like, right now is, like, the best the playoff picture looks for the Bills.
All right. Dan Fates, 13-Wham Buffalo Plus. He wants to stop the world. He wants to get off.
Stop the count.
Stop the count. All right, Dan, if I love all of the Buffalo stuff that you do, but I want all of that, you, Mike, Jenna, that plus some, where could I find that, Dan?
The Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. It was a snow globe yesterday, Winter Wonderland. We had a recap from up there talking also like how aggressive Sean McDermott was, how he seemed to press all the right buttons yesterday. We've got that. And then Thursday, we have a live podcast in Webster at Hooligans.
What?
5 to 7 meet and greet with a live podcast from right, 7 to 8.
I got to ask a question.
Go ahead.
All right, well, Tommy, you know, like sometimes like when, you know, media people go out, they'll have like cards like with people's pictures on it.
So to autograph.
Yeah, so you can like get
like 8x10s and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys have stuff you hand out to give autographs, Dan?
No, we have hats. We have some Buffalo Plus hats, and there'll be Bud Light merch to go along with that as well.
Hey Dan, how many autographs have you signed at these meet and greets so far this season?
A couple, and they're all awkward. It's like, why do you want my scribble?
Oh, he's so humble. You know what? I'm just doing it for the love of the game.
What have you signed? Did you sign a hat? What did they have you sign?
I've signed hats. I've signed and Bill's
helmet. His tab.
Like,
let's say I knew.
Remember times like at training camp, and you're like, "Oh, I got all these Bills players to sign it. I want you to sign it." And I was like, "You don't want this. You don't want this.
Guys, it's just me, Dan Fates, with 32 out Buffalo Plus.
Just a regular guy, man.
You know, I put my pants on the same as everybody else, one leg at a time.
That's not how I sound.
Except I got that's big quads. That's how I do. Man. I talk like this. I'm Dan Fates. Check me out.
Is he Danny Quads?
Danny Quads. We're talking Danny Quads here. Filthy mouth, Danny Quads. Danny, always a pleasure to see you, buddy. Talk to you. By the way, are we hooking up in Cleveland? I'm going with my wife and my brother and his wife.
Yeah.
You're going to be covering the game.
What are you doing?
Me and Danny Quads out at
taking
Cleveland.
Taking a little Cleveland
trip. I'm going to the Cleveland game.
Saturday night, right?
Saturday night.
Cleveland game.
Yeah. All right.
I'll be there with Seabag. We'll meet up.
Are you going to get permission from Catalano to go out and have half a beer? Is that going to be okay with him?
I'm allowed. Yep. I'll run it by the boss.
All right. Danny, always a pleasure, buddy. Thanks for the time.
Take care, guys.
All right, there goes Filthy Mouth Danny Quads. I think we hit the perfect nickname.
Danny
finally.
Quads.
It took us 2 years.
Yeah, we got there.
But Danny Quads did
it. Might be it. We'll see if it sticks.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Way to ruin Christmas, customs agents.
What happened?
Well, Kimmy's right. There is no doubt that these things that have been confiscated were 100% Christmas presents.
Oh.
The question is, who you can buy these types of presents for in your life?
Mm.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So what, we have 18 shopping days left?
Oh.
17 before Christmas?
Okay.
We're already there. And there are some people who may have ordered things online that have to go order again. because yesterday it was announced the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency seized various counterfeit designer items at the Rochester International Airport.
Oh, so the knockoffs.
You got it. So they say they inspected several shipments. Those shipments had watches, shoes, handbags, and jewelry. All of them bore counterfeit trademarks, which is why they were seized. And the Border Patrol said if these items were genuine,
yeah,
they would be valued at more than $425,000.
Damn.
Which is very funny that they include that because there's really no reason to. If I was bigger, stronger, and more athletic, I'd be a starting lineman for the Bills, but I'm not. Like, I need to know, like, what they're actually valued at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a massive difference between, like, a $400,000 haul and a $900 haul, which might be closer to what we're looking at here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a problem with the Border Patrol confiscating these items, Thomas?
I don't get the whole you can't buy a knockoff of something. Because those people can't afford your product.
Yeah, okay. They're not buying the real thing anyway.
Right. Like, you didn't really, you're not hurting these big, fancy companies. I don't think.
Talk to the big, fancy companies who say that's their intellectual property, Thomas. Why, if you allow these things to happen, would anybody buy a Rolex or a Louis Vuitton bag or a Coach purse or whatever?
I don't know. Whatever. I think it's all stupid anyway, no. Man. But I can remember, when you used to go down to New York City, like Canal Street.
Oh, yeah.
And those guys, they would sell you those Rolexes and Swiss Army knives and the watches.
Well, no, it wasn't a Swiss Army knife.
It was the Swiss Navy knife that I bought my nephew. But I remember, like, those guys would clean up, and I'm like, nobody's going in. That Louis Vuitton bag is, like, thousands of dollars, and that chick is always going to buy that bag.
Oh, look,
she's not going to buy the knockoff on the street.
It's a valid point. I think the argument for the companies are when your intellectual property that's fake ends up in the hands of people that can't afford it, it cheapens the item, which is a dick
argument. I don't know why it's the job of the Border Patrol to police that crap.
Okay.
Like of all the things you're worried about coming in and going out of this country, a goddamn bag or some beads?
What? Look at you.
What?
Look at you. I don't know. Well, it's just weird. So some days you're Tommy 1% and some days you're Tommy, give people free bread and you're on free bread day today.
No, I always think it's cool. Like when you go down to like Mexico and stuff like that, and you see like all those tchotchkes and stuff and you know it's knockoff.
Sure.
But like, looks pretty cool to me.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Kimmy's theory, your theory is all of this was Christmas presents.
I mean, it's that time of year where you could be buying stuff like that to give to people.
That's what I bought
it. Yeah.
Here's how you know it is. According to the story, the Border Patrol says every holiday season they see a massive uptick in counterfeit goods trying to enter
Makes
the country.
Makes sense.
Because they know there's big business.
All right, so if you are buying counterfeit goods for someone for Christmas, there's two ways to do it.
What's that?
You give them what it is, letting them know this is counterfeit.
Yeah.
Have fun. But look how real it looks, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or there are people you are trying to pass off these counterfeit goods as real to. Who can you buy counterfeit goods for Christmas and get away with?
Kids, number one.
Okay. But do you tell the kids they're fake?
No.
You're playing a dangerous game.
You don't say anything.
Yeah, but you don't want the kid to be embarrassed if they're telling their friends that it's real.
Yeah,
it's
don't
not.
Say anything.
But no.
There's going to be one dick kid that's like, no, it's not. I got the real one. Look at the difference.
So Louis Vuitton bags were huge when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Well, the knockoff purses in general were huge. I remember going to like multiple purse parties.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like everybody had some sort of fake designer bag.
But I vividly remember a couple of girls in high school, their parents bought them these bags and told them
they
were real.
There were the few with the real ones.
And there were the ones with the real ones. Would be like, no, and here's how you know. So like, they legitimately thought they were real, and they got pants in front of everybody in the whole school.
It's a great life lesson, man.
What's a life lesson? Don't trust your parents?
Don't be cheap.
Your parents were cheap. I mean, I feel like if you give a kid something like that, you tell them it's knockoff and let the kid make the decision.
I wouldn't say anything to a kid.
Okay. All right, what about your spouse? Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife?
Depends on your wife. I mean, if she knows this stuff, you're not going to be able to pull it off.
Because I think we all have people who, like, appreciate a really good fake.
Sure.
And in that case, I would tell that person, like, look, what I found, like, it's pretty close to the real thing.
Now, my sister-in-law is rich, and she knows her stuff. Like, she's been buying, like, Louis Vuitton and crap like that for like 40 years, right? So she could sniff that stuff out in a second.
Okay.
So there's no way my brother can pull a move.
Right.
But my other sister-in-law could care less about that stuff. She wouldn't know the difference.
Okay.
And they're about the same age.
But
it depends on your interest in this stuff.
So you would pass it off as a real thing to somebody who didn't know.
To my sister-in-law who doesn't know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say a goddamn word.
Yeah, but you
do. I just spent thousands of dollars on it.
You do hear those stories of guys that'll buy, like, you know, meaningful jewelry that have cubic
zirconias
on them.
And then they find out.
Yeah,
like years later after they've died or, like,
But who gets hurt? Nobody. If you never know, If you walked around your whole life thinking you had this beautiful bag and you never found out it was fake, who got hurt?
You lied to your wife for years.
And you might feel stupid.
That's marriage, idiot. You go, I've lied to you for 30 years.
You have to lie in a marriage.
Who cares?
You have to lie in a marriage.
You did not have to lie here.
No, but if it put a smile on her face, why would you crush her and tell her no? It's
because
fake.
Later on, she's going to feel really stupid if she's been telling people it's real.
I'm going to say if she goes to her grave.
Yeah.
Thinking it was real. Okay. Nobody got hurt.
What he's saying is you have to murder your wife to cover the lie.
They have to die.
If she dies young, you're off the hook.
For God's sakes, man.
Hey, I'm not saying it, but if it happens, it happens.
You're not supposed to give a gift. You're not supposed to give a fake gift and then hope, well, I hope they die before they find out it's not real.
That's the worst thought you could ever have.
252-WCMF. Yes, it is one of the worst thoughts you could have.
No, killing somebody is the worst thought.
Here's a Louis Vuitton bag.
And then I kill you and I take it back.
Okay, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, Border Protection, said they seized various counterfeit items at Rochester's airport recently. $425,000 is what they'd be worth if it was real, but it's not, so it doesn't matter. They also say around the holiday season every year, they see a massive uptick in counterfeit goods trying to enter the country, which means these are absolutely Christmas presents coming in. I mean, I'm looking at this stuff now. I don't know much about Tag Heuer watches or Rolex or Louis Vuitton bags or whatever, but I mean, I wouldn't know this stuff is fake.
Right.
So I guess the only problem is, I'm getting this in a Facebook message from a couple of people, why they would shut this stuff down. The biggest argument you can make is, if these are coming into stores that are going to try to pass them off as real and sell them to customers.
If somebody's being fooled into paying the price.
Yeah. I don't think if you walked into a Louis Vuitton store, they're selling knockoff bags.
No, I understand. But there are consignment shops that will sell Louis Vuitton bags on consignment that are still very expensive.
So you're thinking like, you're buying...
You think you're buying Louis Vuitton.
That's
and you're not.
Used?
No, yeah.
Because consignment is used.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You're already kind of chintzing out, man.
Well, but that doesn't mean expensive. It shouldn't be real.
Yeah.
Bro, consignment shops have exploded the
last
couple
because
years.
People chintz out.
My kids love.
Yeah, but they're kids.
And my wife loves.
She don't chintz.
Dead ass. It's not chintz, man.
I was going to say, they know how to price designer stuff. Like, you're getting a discount on it, but it's still not cheap.
What is that, what's that consignment store?
There's a few now.
The really popular one for, like, teenage kids and young women.
Plato's Closet.
That's the one, thank you. Why did I blank on it?
Yeah.
My wife and kids will go to Plato's Closet, and they will go find the Lululemon section, and they will buy Lululemon.
Well, Lululemon is that like Louis Vuitton.
Now that it's your fan. Yeah. So that
it's $100 sweatpants. You're talking $3,000 bags.
But that would make it even more chintz then, right? They should be able to afford the $100 sweatpants. Oh, so my wife.
No, but she's one of the good ones.
Hold on. Let me text my wife. She's off today.
No, because she's trying to save money.
Aaron, you call her a chintz ass.
No, I said she's one of the good ones.
Uh-huh.
Say it like that.
Well, how so, though? What do you mean?
I don't know.
One of the good ones.
It's one of the good ones.
Of the shop.
See the good ones?
Uh-huh.
She's one of them. Over there, good. Over there, bad.
So we're going to split her off.
Well, she's with the good.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be with the bad.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from Crimes of the Paranormal, Unsolved Murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.